You're listening to North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Good evening, I'm Phoebe Judge. Over the past 30 years, the size of sharks in the Gulf of Mexico has been shrinking drastically. Research from the University of North Carolina's Institute of Marine Sciences suggests the largest sharks caught in the Gulf have shrunk in size by up to 70% since the 1980s. Here to explain this drop is Dr. Joel Fadre, co-author of a paper on these changes. He joins us from his office in Morehead City. Joel, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So one of the most interesting aspects of this paper is actually where you got your data. Will you explain where the information comes from?
Yeah, so for the last 80 so years, there have been major fishing tournaments throughout the Gulf of Mexico, and we got interested in these rodeo records, these fishing rodeos. Fishermen go out and they're able to catch pretty much any species and bring it back to see if it is the largest of that species for the year. And the place where we were able to find the records going back 80 years was actually in old newspapers. So we mined old newspapers to look at how the size of these winning fishes changed through time.
In terms of the size drop, I mean, we're talking something like 60 to 70%. And to an outsider, that just seems like remarkable. How do you explain such a big drop?
Yeah, so at the same time these fishing tournaments were recording their largest fishes in the 80s, there was the rapid development of a commercial fishery of sharks in the Gulf of Mexico, a longline fishery. So there seems to be a correlation between when commercial fishery really ramped up and peaked and when these large sharks disappeared from the, in this case, the recreational fishery.
I know you have the data there from the fishing rodeos, but can you actually look at the sharks over time and see them getting smaller?
In some cases, the newspapers, which we mine for the data, would have pictures. And you can certainly just eyeball the difference. And one of my take-homes from this is we're often limited by our temporal scope in terms of the way we perceive the world. And, you know, I was a young kid when they were catching these really large sharks, and I've never seen one in person. And today, if you catch a 200-pound shark, that's a big fish to me, and it would scare me out of the water. And some of the pictures from the paper show these kids in 2000 or 2002, 2008, whatever, just, you know, staring in awe at a 225-pound tiger shark. It's an amazing big fish. And what those kids don't realize, or what I've come to realize more, is that, you know, 30 years ago, there were fish four times that size. There were fish that could literally bite that 225-pound fish in half.
What are the potential implications of this loss of size of these large sharks? I can certainly think of some people who wouldn't mind a Gulf of Mexico having fewer big sharks in it.
Yeah, and it's a complex world, and we certainly don't know all the impacts, but what I like to envision or say is that if you're a large cobia, which is a big fish, or if you're a sea turtle, you may be totally immune to a 225-pound tiger shark. However, you may give a wide berth or pay a lot of attention to a 900-pound tiger shark. And as most sharks are picking off the weakest individuals, injured individuals, older individuals, and maintaining populations of things like cobia, or things like turtles, or things like rays, stingrays. Losing those biggest individuals is going to change the ecology and the population sizes of those other populations. And there's a really well-known study here from North Carolina championed by a colleague named Pete Peterson where the loss of large sharks in North Carolina has allowed things like rays to perhaps explode numerically. And in turn, those rays feed upon bivalves. And so we've lost potentially, as a hypothesis, some of our bivalve fisheries because we've lost the large sharks, which maintain populations of rays.
So it's just a trickle-down effect.
It can be a trickle-down effect, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me about it.
Well, thank you for having us.
Dr. Joel Fadre joined us from his office in Morehead City at the University of North Carolina's Institute of Marine Sciences. He's the co-author of a paper on the dramatic decrease in the size of large sharks in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.